A warning to voters from the president. Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's in Florida to talk about Medicare and Social Security, saying they're under siege.
It's going to affect as many Americans as anything else, and a great deal of people in this state are going to be affected.
President Biden says Republicans will put both programs on the chopping block, a reference to Senator Rick Scott's proposal to vote on them every 5 years. The president makes a joint appearance later with two Democratic candidates, including Congresswoman Val Demings, who's challenging Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Republicans say they do not support cutting Social Security and Medicare.
People realize that's not true. They never heard me talk about doing that.
Senator Rubio says Democrats are lying about Republicans because they're failing on issues including inflation. Rubio's Senate seat shifting from lean to likely Republican in the latest Fox News power rankings of the midterms. Most of the shifting overall in favor of Republicans, now projected to win the House by a bigger margin.
In the House, 7 seats moved from toss-up to lean Republican, including Virginia District 2, held by Democrat Elaine Luria. And 5 seats moved from lean Democrat to toss-up, including Johanna Hayes' seat in Connecticut's 5th District. Bright spots for Democrats, though, are 5 seats that are now lean Democratic, and Don Bacon's seat in Nebraska 2 has gone from likely to lean Republican in this tight district.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The rankings have control of the Senate, still up for grabs. Reports of 2 officers possibly shot in a residential neighborhood of Newark, New Jersey. Officers in tactical gear have been searching the area. New Jersey's governor says he's monitoring an unfolding situation. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office telling Fox News Digital there was an incident and that 2 officers are being treated at the hospital, adding it's still a very active scene. Stocks finish lower. The Dow down 82 points at the closing bell as the Fed begins a 2-day meeting. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A South Carolina senator must testify for a grand jury in Georgia after a final appeal is turned away by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Justices lifted a temporary hold on Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's appearance in front of a Georgia grand jury now scheduled for November 17th. Investigators there are looking into potential interference in the aftermath of the 2020 election by former President Trump. Graham challenged the subpoena, arguing the Constitution's speech and debate clause shields him from testimony. Lower courts disagreed. Justice Clarence Thomas had granted a temporary stay while the full court considered that question. The unsigned order by the court does not note any dissents. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Earlier today, Chief Justice John Roberts granting a request from the former president to delay turning over tax returns to a House committee as that court fight is reviewed. Brazil's far-right president avoids conceding defeat, just making his first public remarks since an election on Sunday. However, President Bolsonaro's chief of staff says they will begin the process of transitioning to the new government. Twitter's new chief says the cost of its subscription service is going up.
Elon Musk announcing on his newly bought company that the Twitter Blue subscription is going to be priced at $8 a month, an increase of $3 over its current $4.99. Musk tweeting that the service includes priority in replies, mentions, and search, which he says is essential to defeat spam and scams. In addition, users will have the ability to post longer video and audio clips. There will be half as many ads and a paywall bypass for publishers willing to work with Twitter. Musk also implied that Twitter Blue would offer subscribers a blue check mark for verification purposes.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. That feature currently offered to people at risk of identity theft, including celebrities. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.